Okay, Rabosai. Meseches Kinim. Meseches Kinim. So let's talk about this. What is a kan? A kan is a set of birds, or a cane. I think it's the official. A cane is a set of bird. Kan is translated by kan when it's kan sipor. But a cane is a set of birds. Kinim is the plural, sets of birds. This entire mesechta is about sets of birds that we bring. It's only Mishnayos. There is no Gemara. Why is it done in the Daf Yomi? Assuming it's the, because we do 98% of the Masechtas in Kachim in the Daf. So Kenan and Midos, which done in Mishnayos, so we throw that in too. So even on the same Dafim as these other Masechtas. We do have Rishonim on Kenan. We have various Rishonim. We have the Mefarish right here, which is called, right, see, Mesechta Kenim in Pirish v'Tosvos. We have the Mefarish. We have Tosvos. We have, which Bali Tosvos on Kenim. So obviously they learned this in the Sidra. We have the Rush. The Rush seems to be the commentary that is used as a Rashi. Not exactly as a Rashi, but the Rashi is used as a Rashi. It's what I saw B'Shem Rav Chaim Kanievsky that he said, when you learn Kenim, you learn Kenim with Rush. Kenim with Rush. Chaim Kanievsky is the one that tells us what to do. But also, you don't only have the Rush. You have on the bottom. You have on the sides of the Gemara. You have the Balamar and the Ravid. We know there are various machlokos between the Balamar and the Ravid. They have different, they have letters back to each other. The most famous is the bottom of the Rif. Bottom of the Rif, where the Balamar argues on the Rif. So we have the Hasagas HaRavid that defend the Rif against the attacks of the Balamar. Also the Sefer HaSchus, which defends also from the attacks of the of others. But the right here you have, on the side we're going to have Reb Zerachya Levi, which is the Balamar, and the Ravid. You see on the bottom, they each wrote shiros, they wrote songs as hakdamis to Meseches Kenim. That shows its unique quality. They wrote songs. Amazing. Anyway, in the Sefer Kosov Shem also is a collection of the arguments between the Balamar and the Ravid, who were contemporaries in Provence in southern France. Good. So, Kenim. What are cases of Kenim? So we know there are times that you have to bring Kenim on a Chiv level, sometimes on a Nedava level. The Chovos, when you have to bring a Kan, a set of birds, Chova, there are five categories. Five categories of Kenim that are obligatory. No, a number of them are Olaviorates, Parshas Vayikra. Then the Parshas Vayikra, we talk about the Karban Chatas, certain Averos, not too many. Tomas Mikshash V'Kadashav, if I walk into the base of Mikdash when I'm Tame by mistake, Shvuas Bitoy, if I take a Shvua, and just for nothing, or Shvuas Ha'edus, right, those Averos, Olaviorates. If I am rich enough, then I have to bring an animal, I have to bring a tzon, right? Asher behavior, asher vala, asher vachatas, asher chadad, nekeva, v'chulu, v'chatas. And if I don't have enough money, so then I bring shtei tarma, shtei b'nei yona l'Hashem, echal chadas v'echal l'ola. I bring a chadas and an ola. And if I'm really poor, then I bring a flour. Okay, dollars and dolly dollars. So you have the ola v'yoreid, number one. Then you have yoledes ola v'yoreid. A yoledes also has to bring a set of kinim, and that's the one that's most common. That's why the Mishnah is here always talking feminine lashon, because that's the most common one of the olav yoreid. And number three is the mitzora olav yoreid. Those three are the olav yoreid. The mitzora, depending how what his tax bracket is. So you have the olav yoreid of the averis, the chadas olav yoreid, yoledas and mitzora. Those three. Then you have zav, zava, and nazir. Zav and Zava put together, and Nazir, right? Those are people who have to bring birds, forgetting what their financial status are. They're always hired to bring birds. Zav and Zava on day 8, after they catch Shiva Dekiyim, on day 8 they have to bring the set of birds, and a Nazir has to bring it when he is Mitaher himself. So again, this is the five Ole V'yoris. There is a Shiloh, we brought it up in a Parsha Shir in the past, and maybe in the Daf Shir, an amazing Ha'ara of the Meshachachma, Mipiyah Shmua. That's one line in the Yor Sameach that says it, but it's quoted to explain a Halacha, and that is, we just mentioned Ole V'yoris, let's say, by the Chatos. He's supposed to bring an animal, a Tzon, for a Chatos. If I don't have enough money, I bring two birds, in Chatos and an Ola, which, by the way, most, except 99% of sets of birds are one Chatos, one Ola. Chatos called them the Ola, the carbon gear is an exception, but Chatos and Ola. So, the question is, if I'm rich enough, I only bring one animal, I bring a chatas. So why is it, if I'm a little poorer, then I bring a chatas and an ola? Why don't I just bring a chatas? Goes chatas, chatas, and if you're really poor, dali dali, you just bring a chatas, a minchas chote. Right? So why is it that I have to bring a chatas and an ola to make up, to substitute for the chatas? So the Ibn Ezra right here in Vayikra says that by a chatas behema, parts of it are eaten and parts of it are burned on the Mizbeach. You have haktaras emurin. If you only bring a chatas to substitute, a chatas ha'of is totally given to the Kohanim. None of it is burned. None of it is burned. You do hazah and mitzui, the different types of sprinkling and squeezing out the blood, but that's the language of the Mishnah in Zvachim. Ein l'mizbeach el adama. The rest is given. So where do you have the haktara? You need something burned in the Mizbeach. So that's why you bring an ola too. So a chatas behema translates into chatas and ola sa'of. That's the Ibn Ezra. Good. Says, now this story is quoted in a number of places. From the Yagdol Torah, I'll quote it. The Yagdol Torah says, the story is said over by Rav Nachman Ginzburg. Nachman Ginzburg. He once went into the Meshech Chachma. Rav Meir Simcha, and he saw he was very happy. He's like, what are you so happy about? He said, you don't understand. I just fell asleep in my sefer. He wasn't happy about that. But it was that I fell asleep in my sefer, and I had a dream. And in Shemayim, they were discussing different things, and somebody in Shemayim said that, there's nobody on Olam Hazeh today that's mechavim to the Emes. Nobody's mechavim to the Emes. And the Rashba stands up in Shemayim and says, there's one fellow in Dvinsk that's mechavim to the Emes. And he says, I know what he meant. He says, what? Know what he meant? He says, because there's a Gemara in Mesechta Shulchan Daf Chaf Beis, which darshins, which quotes a pasuk that an olas ha'of only is brought by Yom. A bird ola has to be brought by Yom. So he asks the Gemara, why would I have thought otherwise? It says, b'yom savoso. Every carpet has to be brought by Yom. Right? So what's the havamina that ola would have been different? So the Gemara said, no, I would have thought only chatas ha'of is by Yom, not olas ha'of, kamash malan. That's the Gemara. Says the Rashba in the Tshuva, and other he's shown him, what's the havamina? Why would I have thought there's any difference between a chatas and an ola? So be mochik the girsa. The girsa is wrong. Change the girsa. It's kedei nasva. Right? Really? You don't need a pasuk to tell me dafka ola sa'of is by yom. Of course ola sa'of is by yom. There's no difference between chatas and ola sa'of. Says the Meshech Chachma, no. Based on the Ibn Ezra, it's a beautiful havamina. Because the ola sa'of is only there as a substitute for the haktaras emurin. Haktaras emurin are okal alayla. Right? It's first mission in Shas. Call a Hector Chalam Nevarim. It's Vasa Kalalaila. Right? So therefore, says the Meshech Chachma, I would have thought the Ola Sa'of, which takes the place of the Haktaras Emuri, that also is called, is by Laila. Kamash Malan, no. Kamash Malan, it's symbolic of that, but it's also its own carbon, so it has to be by Yom. So, says the Meshech Chachma, that's what the Rashba means. Because I saved the Girsa, that the Rashba thought you have to change. So he says, that's why he was so happy. That's why he was Samachti Ma'och in Chani Hashem Baderach Emes. That's what it's written in the various Sfarim. Quote that, but that is the, that's the Meshech Chachma. Okay, one final point of introduction, and that is, there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that tells us we have to focus on Kinim. There's no Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says, if you learn Me'ilah, it's awesome. Right? There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos at the end of the third perek, where the Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Lezer ben Chisma Omer, Kinin u'pischei nida, hein hein gufei halachis. Kinin and pischei nida, and figuring out all these mix-ups of nida, they are important halachas. What's that? And then we continue to kufos and gemashios parperos lachachba. What's dafka kinin and pischei nida? So if you look in Rabbi Levine's commentary on Pirkei Avos, he says kinim is bisman hazeh not lamaisa. Nida is very lamaisa. So he says that's the two examples the Gemara gives. Lishma and lamaisa, two examples. He says you got to know those. You're right, pischei nida means like mix-ups with nida and zava, which aren't lamaisa, because we treat every woman as a zava gadola. But in a certain sense, he says the idea of nida applies bizman hazeh, the idea of kinim does not apply bizman hazeh. See, afilu elu shnei mini halachas, he negdiim be'inyan srichusam la'adam, ki kinim einin mitzrachim la'adam klal, el arak bizvashim bitesh ha'yakayim, v'nida ein rega below nega. So he says that's why dafka these two are picked. I saw in Irving Bunin's commentary, great the commentary on Pirkei Avos. So he says, he also quotes there, he says, da kinim and pischei nida, you got to use a lot of science and math and other mada and other chachmas. So he says that's the emphasis over here. You have to use all chachmas for Torah. He says, in other words, these sciences, while important, are yet only auxiliary and secondary. What is primary is the Torah. What is central is its life-giving law. We're not going to have a shiur right now on Torah Mada. But he says, that's what also the tkufos, he continues in the Mishnah. When we put mathematics to use in the service of halacha, or when we apply a knowledge of astronomy in computing the beginnings of our lunar months and festivals, these sciences are put to their highest use to help us serve our Creator and obey Him properly. The minor dishes enhance the main dishes of Torah. So he says that's kinim. Kinim upischei nida are gufei Torah. Okay, with that, we start the Masechta. So first the Mishnah lays out Mishnah Aleph. We know that there are different avodos between a chatas and an ola. That's going to be important for mix-ups. Chatas and an ola, usually, but it's the opposite of behema. Chatas ha'of, its blood is taken and used, and is yafhazah below the mizbeach. Chatas ha'of is the chatas, behema is above the chutasikra. Chatas ha'of is below the chutasikra, below the middle red line in the middle of the mizbeach. Ola ha'of is the opposite. Ola ha'of is done above, and olas behema is done below. That's why mix-ups are very important. So chadas ha'of nasis lamaton, the chadas behema lamala, and the chadas ha'of is done, its blood avoda is done lamata. Chadas behema is done lamala. We spoke a lot in the earlier Masechtas and Kachim about the uniqueness of the zrikas of the chadas behema, who has dalid. Four zrikas on every karen. Olas ha'ov nasis lamalon, v'olas ve'ema lamaton, and olas the opposite, v'imshina bazeh bazeh pasal, and if you're mishane, pasal. If I'm mishane the avodos of the birds, pasal. Right? The avoda, where it is ma'akef. Here's the important machlokas here between the Ravid and the Balamor. Where is malika done? We know that you don't do shchita to a carbon of a bird. You do malika. If I did shchita to a carbon oaf, it's an avela. If I do malika to a chulin animal, it's an avela. Meaning I'm not allowed to do it. Is there tumah? That's a good question. But, says the Balamar and the Ravid right here, machloket, says the Ravid, in my edition, it's the last line. It's the regular old version. It says the ava malikasa bechol makom bamizbeach. Kadeshete kreva lamakom hazaasa umitsui dama. Says the Ravid, bahaza'a, malika is done on the mizbeach. It's done on the mizbeach in order that you could right away, so you don't lose any of the blood, because you're going to do mitsui, and you're going to do the hazaa, the mitsui, those are the two, we discussed this earlier in Mesechas Be'ilah. Hazaa is the spraying, and the mitsui is the squeezing out of it. The chatas has both, the ola only has one, or only has the mitsui, so that has to be, the malika is done on the mizbeach, so that you don't waste any time, you don't lose any blood. Rabbi Nizrachi Alevi, right here, the Balamar, argues. He says, no! Elalav, he says, Pirush HaChacham, Tzricha Shetei Malikasa B'mizbeach, Shekdei Shetei Krova L'makom. He says, Kashalan, he goes, a question, and he argues, Elav Shvami Na Malikasa, Ein Kfiyas Makom Klau, Afilu L'chadchila. Says, anywhere you want, you could do the Malika. Okay, so that is din number one, with the Machlokas between the Ravid and the Balamar. Next, number two, Seder Kinim Kachu. This is the Seder of Kinim. Hachova, when you bring any of the ones that we mentioned already, the carbonous chova, Echad Chatas ve'Echad Ola. Right? Chatas and Ola. First the Chatas and the Ola, because you always do the Surmei Ran, then the Asay Tov. Chatas is always called him La Ola. Benedarim, u'benedavis, when I am no there, let's say I want to bring a pair of birds to God. Kulan Olos, then both of those are Olos. When the Chovos are always Chatas and Ola. The voluntary Kinim are all olos, because you can't be noder or nodev achatas. Ezeu neder. What's the difference between a neder and a dava? It comes up in other mesechtas as well. Ha'omer hare alai ola. That's a neder. It's upon me, the gavra. The ezeu nedava. Ha'omer hare zu ola. If I say hare zu, that is a nedava. Ma be nedarim nedava. So what's the difference in din? Elash anadarim meso nignevu chayev achrayusan. By a neder, if something happens to it, if it dies or gets stolen, I'm chayev achrayus, because it's upon me. Nedavas meso nignevu chayev achrayusan. But a nedava, if something happens to it, I'm not chayev achrayus. At one point, At what point do I am I finished? Am I mekayim my obligation? So we have this 3 days ago on Daf Yotes. We had that Rashi that says Nichnas Lazara, and the Rebbe Kiva Eger said Nichnas Lazara. So we spoke there about two different elements of the Karban Chatas. Very hard to say that I fulfill my neder right when I bring it into the Azara. But that was the discussion earlier we had back on Daf Yotes. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah Beis. Chata, so that was all basic laws, Mishnah Aleph. So now we start getting into the mix-ups. Chata, Shenis Arva Ba'ola. So we're going to try to stay with the Mishnah, and then if there's any more time towards the end to be Mefarish a little bit, we will. But first, let's try to get through the Mishnahs. Chata, Shenis Arva Ba'ola, Ba'ola, Shenis Arva Ba'chatas. What if you have an Ola and a Chatas? They got mixed up with each other. You brought a pair of birds. You designated. The woman designated one Chatas, one Ola. Then they got mixed up. Then you are stuck. Because the Mishnah said, if you do the wrong avoda, it's possible. So therefore, afilu echad beribo, even if one in 10,000, you have 10,000 birds, yamusu kulam, they all have to die. There's nothing to do. What? The Rosh says, you're going to let them, what, wait till they get a mum? Mum don't passel by birds. You're going to wait till they lose an aver? There's no pidyon by ophos. So this is different than if an animal, the animals get mixed up, because then you can wait till it gets a mum and sell them and bring just, use their money. But here they have to do the actual birds, and there's no way to do, nothing to do, so therefore, yamusu kulam. They all have to die. Nothing to talk about. That's if it's one and one. Chatas and ola. Chatas shenis arva b'chova. What if a chatas is mixed up in a pair of birds? That's chova. Meaning you have one chatas, bird, and then you have one pair, that's a chatas and an ola. So you got mixed up. So, ein kasher ela kemin chatosha b'chova. What are you allowed to bring? You're allowed to bring one bird. That's a chatas. One bird, that the amount of chatos in the mixture. Again, you have one chatas bird and then a pair of birds, which is one chatas, one ola. So you're allowed to bring any of those birds as a chatas, and that's it. Why? If it's the chatas that I already designated, wonderful. If it's not, that's also okay. Because we're assuming we're talking about a kan stuma. A kan, a pair of birds that were not designated yet, either one. So whichever one you want, whichever one the Kohen wants to use, he could designate as a chatas. You can't do any more than one. Why? Because if the one that you brought was one from the pair, then the other one from the pair is automatically labeled as an ola, and the one that you bring now is a sadik chatas, sadik ola, and therefore you can't bring it. So, same thing in the opposite. B'chein ola, shenis arva b'chova. An ola that gets mixed up with a pair of chova birds, ein kasher el kaminyan, ola shebechova. You can only bring one bird and bring it as an ola, and that's it. Because again, the other one now is a sadik chatas, sadik, you don't know what it is. Good. Good question. Let's assume it's the same person for now. Assume it's the same person. Good. Next. Bein shechova meruba nedava mu'etes. Bein shenedava mu'etes, shechova mu'etes. Bein sheshtein shavos. It also doesn't matter. This mathematic equation works whether the nedavas are more or the chovas are more or they're equal. Meaning, if you have a certain bird, certain number of chatos, doesn't matter how many, that gets mixed into a group of birds, so then, if you have specific chatos and specific olos that got mixed up, then you can't be back with any, if they're all designated. But let's say you have 10 olos that got mixed up in 15 pairs of birds. So then, yeah, again, 10 olos and 15 pairs. Then you could bring 15 olos. You have to bring the number of olos of the pairs. Why? Because there's always a suffix. Either this is from one of the pairs, right? And even if you have 15 pairs, which is 30 birds, if one brings 30 birds, so any of those 15, it's not like these two and two and two and two. It's 30. And therefore, the first 15 could be olos. But all the other ones are chatas. And therefore, once you reach that level, then you can't bring any more, because now you get into the world of savik chatas, savik ola. Okay, so that is if you have nedavas that got mixed up into a group. So, b'med, dvarim amurim. So when do we say all this is true? B'chova u'b'nedava. By chovos and nedavas. Aval. But what about this case? B'chova shenis arva zu bazu. What if you have two pairs, chovos that got mixed up with each other? Achas lazu, ba'achas lazu, shtayim lazu, ba'shtayim lazu. Two different women. A pair from this woman, a pair from that woman. Two pairs from this one, two pairs from that one. Shalosh lazu, v'shalosh lazu. Or any of those. So then, mechza kasher, u'mechza pasel. So then, you take half the birds, and your makriv, take half the birds and be makriv some of them as chatas, and the other ones as olos, and you're home free no matter what you did. Why? Because if it's from the same woman, one's a chatas and one's an ola. But you can't be makriv more than half for the same type of carbon. If you want to look at this in the Rush explains this, that once you have chobos that got mixed together, look at Mishnah Gimel in the Rush, it's in the left column, mechsa kasher, says the Rush, sheyakrib ha-kohen echa la'ola ve'echa l'chatas. Right, you have to bring one as an ola. Let's say it's the easiest case. Two pairs. One pair from a Miriam and one pair from Rachel. You have four birds here. You have four birds. So what do you makriv as? Two. So you bring one as a chatas and one as an ola. If it's from one of each of them, so fine. One brought their chatas, one brought their ola. If they're from the same woman, that's also okay. But the second that you brought one chatas, one ola, you can't bring a third one. Because once you bring a third one, maybe this is the pair that goes with the chatas and you're bringing it as an ola. Or vice versa. And therefore, once you have two different women involved, and you have separate pairs. That's the issue. What makes this different than the previous case? The previous case is you have a whole bunch of birds, but it doesn't matter. You can bring them all together, just bring half of them as olas. But here, you have separate pairs that need to be a pair already. And therefore, that makes this more chamor. So you bring half the number and half of as chatas, half of as ola, and then that works. Achas lezu, v'shtayim lezu, shalosh lezu, v'esa lezu, me lezu. What if you have different numbers for each woman? Achas lezu, you have one pair for this woman, and two for this one, and three for that one, or 100 for this one. Hamur kasher, you could only bring up to the smallest group, the woman that has the smallest group, that's the maximum that one is allowed to bring. Because again, anything more, we have to be worried that it's from the same woman, and you already brought her chatas or ola, and this is already designated, and you're bringing it as the wrong carbon. Bein mishem echad, bein mishtei shemos, and it doesn't matter whether it's brought for the same or different reasons, as the Mishnah is going to explain, bein misha achas, bein mishtei nashim, or whether it's brought for one or two women. If you have the same woman that already has pairs designated, that's also a problem. Doesn't have to be for different women. Ketza, let me explain, says the Mishnah. Mishem echad, what does it mean for the same reason? Leida v'leida. Ziva v'ziva. Mishem echad, that's shem echad, if you bring it for the same reason. Mishtei shemos, leida v'ziva. If you bring two shemos, different reasons are leida and ziva. Ketzad, so what's this? That's shem echad, or shtei shemos. Ketzad, mishtei nashim, alzu leida v'alzu leida. Alzu ziva v'alzu ziva. Mishem echad, that's two women for the same reason. Mishnei Shemos, Alzu Leida, Alzu Ziva, or different reasons. Okay, so this is what the Mishnah said. Doesn't matter whether it's the same woman or a different woman. Whether it's the same reason or different reasons. Either way, if they're already designated as pairs, and then they get mixed up, so then the rule is Mechsa Kasher, Mechsa Pasel. Right? You can only bring half of them, and out of those half, you gotta split them up. You gotta bring half as olas, half as chatos, and either you're covering one woman fully, or you're covering each woman half. But you can't do more than that, because then you're running into trouble. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says at the end, Shtei nashim shalach was kineim be'iruv. What happens if two women brought pairs of birds together? Or they just gave their money to the Kohen, meaning nothing's designated yet. So then Leza Shiirtza Kohen Yakrav Chatas, Leza Shiirtza Kohen Yakrav Ola, Beimi Shemecha, Beimi Shtei Shemos. If two women came and everything was always in the same pot, there was no designation, then the Kohen could do everything. The Chiddush is, he could label the Averas, he could label the Karbanas, he could label for the women. He could do whatever he wants. It's a Mezakeh for these women. The Gemara in Erevin tells us it's either based on Brera, as we discussed earlier, or it's based on shlichus. Now, these women are saying that the Kohen should be the shliach of them to bring the karbanos. But either way, this is the first parak. Again, so what do we have? We had yesodos of, we know chatos and olos have different avodos, number one. Number two, we mentioned if chatos and ola gets mixed up, so then there's nothing to do, they all have to die, even if they get mixed up in thousands. Then also, if you have one karbon, it's nedava that gets mixed up with chovos. You have a chatos, all chatos that gets mixed up with chovos, or olos gets mixed up with chovos, then you're allowed to be makriv that type of carbon, the amount of pairs that you have. If you have 10 olos that get mixed in, so you get that carbon, you go with 10 pairs, so you bring 10 olos, v'chulu. And then we said, but if you have chovos and chovos that got mixed in, then mechsa kasher or mechsa pasel. Right? So this gets us started with Meseches Kinim. 3 days, 3 more days in Kinim. Kinim's only 4 days, and then by the Shem we get to Meseches Tamid. which is all about the avoda every morning in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, we'll stop here, and Beis Hashem, we will continue.